Hello everyone. Today, as promised, we'll be going over our favorite papers in the field of NLP in 2020. We have picked up the two most popular conferences in NLP, that is ACL, Association for Computational Linguistics, and EMNLP, Empirical Methods in Natural Language Processing. So Shubhi, what topic do you want to pick first?
Let's pick something that is a very popular NLP problem and yet very close to our daily lives. Say text summarization. That is generating concise yet informative summaries of larger text contents. And we can find it everywhere around us, whether it be on Google search when you are trying to quickly look up some useful link, we get a short summary of the bigger content, or for example, take the daily news app like InShorts.
Great! We have four papers that we really like browsing through, ACL and EMNLP. So Shubhi, can you take us through the first paper?
The first paper is titled, What Have We Achieved on Text Summarization? This paper is published in EMNLP 2020. It is a survey paper on various text summarizers that aim to produce a summary of a given text. It compares 10 different text summarizers to see which one performs the best against two given metrics. The first metric is Roche score, which is a very popular metric used for scaling summarizers. It is a recall-based evaluation metric. The second metric is Polytope, which is a human-based evaluation metric that the authors of this paper have come up with. This paper compares the 10 summarizers based on various categories. The first two categories are extractive versus abstractive summarizers.
What do you mean by extractive and abstractive summarization?
In extractive summarization, we select most important sentences from a document and then we put them together verbatim to form a summary. Whereas in abstractive summarization, important information is captured and produced in a new way after interpretation and examination of the text.
So, in short, extractive just picks up sentences which best represent the document, whereas abstractive forms its own sentences to best represent the document.
Yes. Another categorization of summarizers is preneural and neural. So, preneural summarizers use statistical methods for creating a summary, and neural summarizers employ neural networks for the same task. Now, this paper has used CNN Daily Mail dataset for evaluating the 10 summarizers. CNN Daily Mail dataset is a collection of news articles which need to be summarized. And it also contains highlights against each news article. Now, these highlights can be treated as the target summary.
What are the evaluation criteria used in this paper?
Yes, so there are two major metrics used for evaluation. The first is Roche score, which is a recall-based metric which calculates the overlap between the human-generated summary and the system-generated summary. Second metric is Polytope. Now, Polytope is proposed by the authors of this paper. It is an error-oriented human evaluation system. Now, so they don't focus on the overlap of the text, rather they focus on how accurate the produced summary is, how many errors are present in the produced summary. Say, for example, in your produced summary, there can be some repeated sentences which may provide information, but there is a repetition. Or maybe some important fact that needs to be in the summary is omitted. So that is like a omission kind of error. So they have categorized the errors into 8 different categories, and based on the amount of errors or the number of errors present in the generated summary, they create a Polytope score on which they evaluate the 10 summarizers. Now the key takeaways from this paper are the BART summarizer, which is a neural network-based abstractive summarizer, outperforms all other summarizers used in this study. Both on the basis of Roche score and the Polytope scores, BART outperforms every other summarizer. But in contrast, the next top three performing summarizers are extractive summarizers. So this can indicate that extractive summarizers, because they pick up sentences as is, so they convey the factual information better. Now, Rouge evaluation and Hummel evaluation do not agree much and they have a weak correlation. All in all, this is a great paper for knowing the state of the art in summarization and can be a good starting point for a bird's eye view of summarization techniques.
That sure sounds like a really good survey paper on text summarization. The next paper that we have is From Arguments to Key Points, Towards Automatic Argument Summarization. This is from ACL 2020. From Argument to Key Point is a paper which works on an understudied problem. They generate a summary in terms of key points or points of discussion. Rather than generating a summary from a long content to a short content by using either extractive or abstractive means. Also, they introduce a large-scale dataset, around 24,000 argument to key point pairs for solving the problem.
So, have they created this dataset on their own?
Yes.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So, they take any topic of discussion which can have views in favor or against it, like a topic for debate. A domain expert would come up with points in favor or against the topic and then have 7 points for each side.
So, how have they come up with the number 7?
It is an empirically found number which they claim is enough to cover the pro and con key points for any topic.
Okay.
Now, to generate a summary of the public opinion, they have used government surveys, public polls, data mining on social media, etc. They identify and extract arguments from these sources and match it against the expert-defined list of pro and con points for the topic. They apply match scoring and match classification to identify and score the key points as and when they appear in the sources.
What methods have they used for this task?
The performance is poor with all the unsupervised methods they have used, but they have been largely successful when they have used fine-tuned BERT for the task. In the future, they aim to solve the problem of automatic key point generation and also delve further in extraction of implicit relations between argument and key points.
Nice! I really like this idea of using arguments for summarization. The third paper that we have with us today is Discourse-Aware Neural Extractive Text Summarization. This one has been published in ACL 2020.
So what is this paper about?
Well, if I had to say it in a single line, this paper proposes a discourse-aware neural summarization model called DiscoBERT.
DiscoBERT. Wow, what a fancy name. So will you elaborate?
So, usually sentence-based extractive summarizers are factually correct, but the generated summaries contain redundant and uninformative phrases. Also, many summarizers these days are trained on BERT. But these BERT-based models are trained on sentence level, so fail to capture long-range dependencies in the entire document. So, a document can be divided into continuous, adjacent, but non-overlapping text spans called EDUs or elementary discourse units. By operating at discourse unit level, generalized summaries can be more concise and informative.
Okay, so they propose to work at a sub-sentence level for information extraction. So how are these EDUs used?
These EDUs are used to create a graph based on RST, that is rhetorical structure theory, and dependencies between the nodes are represented by their rhetorical relations. RST is a discussion for another day, but it can be understood as a way of understanding hierarchy in text and is used for computational text planning.
So, we can use RST-based graph as a means to represent our text?
Exactly. Now, how does this DiscoBERT works? The input document is fed to a document encoder, which is a pre-trained BERT model. Now, this generates a set of tokens. Second, these tokens are then fed to a span extractor that generates the EDU representation from the tokens. These EDUs go as input to a graph encoder, which is a graph convolutional network, and updates EDU representations based on the discourse graph. Summarization here has been formulated as a sequence labeling task, where EDUs will be labeled 1 or 0, 1 meaning selected and 0 meaning not selected. So the selected EDUs will then be used to generate the summary. The dataset used in this paper is CNN Daily Mail and New York Times news articles.
So how good is DiscoBERT compared to other summarizers?
DiscoBERT outperforms all BERT-based summarizers based on Rouge 2 scoring. But this model has one noticeable drawback. Due to sentence segmentation into EDUs and partial selection, output is not grammatically as accurate as the original sentences in the document. When the generated summaries were evaluated using Grammarly, on average on the CNN Daily Mail dataset, there were 34 errors per 10,000 characters. So, all in all, this paper is a nice read for understanding graph-based and neural network-based summarizers.
That is very informative, Shubhi. Our next and final paper in today's podcast is titled Towards Zero-Shot Conditional Summarization with Adaptive Multitask Fine-Tuning. This paper focuses on solving the problem of generating a summary from some content when there is a precondition given, such as a name of the topic for summary or a question that the summary should answer.
So, the generated summary will either be under the topic provided as a condition or it will try to answer a question.
Correct.
That's cool. So, how do they approach it?
Their approach is to fine-tune a language model on multiple natural language tasks. In this case, 21 of them. The overall contribution of this paper can be listed as 4 datasets for this task, 2 novel online methods for adaptive task mixing, and introducing a method to create a zero-shot conditional summarizer.
Okay, and what exactly do we mean by adaptive task mixing here?
Based on the condition that the summary should fulfill, the tasks that the model trains on as well as the content selection for training can vary. This is what they mean by adaptive task mixing.
Great. So, can you tell me what models have been used in this paper?
Yes. So, they have used BART, B-A-R-T, and T5, fine-tuned these for multiple tasks. The BART fine-tuned model performs better than T5 for TAC summarization, whereas the results are inconclusive for DUC summarization.
Wait a second. What is TAC and DUC here?
Yeah, the DUC and TAC are Document Understanding Conference and Text Analysis Conference respectively. These conferences had questions or topics associated with documents that the summarizer should answer with the summary or cover in the summary. Finally, they conclude that a multitask fine-tune BART improves the zero-shot conditional summarization performance. In the future, they want to improve selection of tasks as well as their mixing for fine-tuning.
Wow! All of these papers have been great and very informative.
True, it was fun. So, what NLP task do you want to pick up for our next podcast?
Let this question be answered in our next podcast.